From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Civilian casualties are beginning to mount as the battle for the Islamic State hill city of Fallujah intensifies. Iraqi forces have launched an offensive aimed at retaking the city. The UN Refugee Agency has received reports of civilians being killed in heavy shelling or buried alive under the rubble of their homes. Some 625 families have managed to escape the fighting since last week. Iraqi forces are separating out and screening the men out of concern about the loyalties of those who are leaving the city after living under IS rule for more than 2 years. A report released by the Global Slavery Index on Tuesday says more than 45 million people are subject to some form of modern slavery. India and Uzbekistan are among the countries with both the highest absolute number of slaves and the highest proportion of slaves to their population. Citizens of Uzbekistan are subject to state-sanctioned forced labor picking cotton. North Korea also makes the list for highest proportion of slaves among the population for forced labor in prisons, as well as commercial sexual exploitation and forced marriage of women in neighboring states. Andrew Forrest is chairman of the Walk Free Foundation.
It's where a person cannot leave their place of existence. Either their passport's taken or there's a threat of violence against them or a member of their family. So they're stuck there. And probably worse, they're treated akin to a farm animal.
The study found that Qatar, Singapore, Kuwait, Brunei, Hong Kong, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Oman, Japan, and South Korea are among the nations whose governments have taken relatively little action against modern slavery. This is VOA News. Afghan officials said Tuesday that the Taliban took dozens of people hostage near the northern city of Kunduz. The insurgents apparently set up a checkpoint in a pre-dawn action on the main road near the provincial capital and stopped buses and vehicles heading to Kunduz from the national capital, Kabul. A regional police commander told VOA that the insurgents seized at least 52 passengers and killed 17 of them. Residents saw bodies of the slain passengers floating in the nearby Chadara River. A Taliban spokesman claimed responsibility, saying it has captured 26 army and police who were wearing civilian outfits and traveling in private cars. He said 6 hostages were killed because they tried to escape, adding that the raid was planned after the Taliban had received credible intelligence information from its sources. The passengers traveling in private cars were actually members of Afghan security forces. The consumer spending that powers most U.S. econometric activity jumped a strong 1% in April, the biggest gain in about 6 years. Tuesday's report from the Commerce Department says the gains were due to increases in purchase of cars and other expensive, long-lasting goods. PNC Bank chief economist Stuart Hoffman calls the report good news for economic growth in April, May, and June. He also predicts that inflation will rise a bit this year. New data also show inflation rose a bit but remains below the 2% rate that experts at the U.S. Central Bank say would help economic growth. Top Federal Reserve officials are scheduled to meet in 2 weeks and will consider this and other reports as they decide how soon and how much to raise interest rates. The World Health Organization is advising couples or women living or returning from Zika-infected areas to wait at least 8 weeks before trying to conceive. The World Health Organization's revised guidelines reflect greater concern that the sexual transmission of the Zika virus could harm the pregnancy. Its recommendations are based on new evidence showing the Zika virus is staying longer in the blood and other bodily fluids than previously thought. Zika is linked to microcephaly, a brain disorder which causes babies to be born with unusually small heads. The virus currently is circulating in 60 countries. France is anticipating new strikes this week as President François Hollande refuses to abandon a government labor reform proposal that has sparked months of intensifying strikes and protests throughout the country. Some French labor unions, including the powerful General Confederation of Labor, have called for new strikes that will target trains, the Paris subway system, ports, and possibly airports. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.